Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in... Three Body Problem. One year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And today, we have for you something that we have never done before.
Wowie!
Yes, we have digged deeper before. But today, we're going to be doing a double digging deeper.
Digging deeper.
That's correct. We are going to be covering two important podcast episodes that came out last week to reveal some very important and in some cases shocking information about players on the current season, season 25 of The Bachelor. First, we are going to be going through Katie Thurston's appearance on Bachelor Happy Hour from last week, which shed a lot of light on her play style. Things she did in game, what was going on with Sarah Trott.
Lindsay and Kufrin hoisting her up for a possible crown run.
A lot of interesting things to get to for sure. Very important podcast. And then at the end of this, we're going to have a couple of clips from a lesser known podcast called Stay at Home Pop. The two hosts of this show, Molly Ryan and Ariel Holler Silverstone, had one of their friends on named Sophia, who just happened to be Matt James's roommate for a year when Tyler Cameron was just coming off Bachelorette in New York. And she has some incredible revelations about what it was like to live with Matt James that are fucking mind-blowing, staggering, and let you in a little bit on potentially who he is as a person.
Yeah, spoiler alert, it's a lot. Doesn't seem like a great roommate.
No, seems like a terrible roommate, in fact. But we are going to get to that. That will be at the back of this episode. But we're going to start it off with a few clips from Bachelor Happy Hour last week. Katie Thurston was on it. And for those of you who have heard of Digging Deeper, you know how this works. We're going to play a clip, and then we will come out of that clip, and we will discuss what it means in the broader spectrum of Bachelor coverage. Are you ready, Pace Case?
Oh, I'm ready.
Here is the first clip.
Because you're a fan of the show and you've seen that the show always hasn't been supportive of those who are sex positive, Caitlin Bristow, you know, was definitely the one who had to walk through that door first, and she was slut shamed. And then we saw Hannah B, you know, proclaim the statement that she made, and people, some people were more receptive to it, but other people were really upset with what she said. And so now here you come and your vibrator, you know, out the limo, and you're really kind of putting this in our face to accept it. And so I'm just curious with you, was that something that you really wanted to put out there, that you wanted to be a part of your message and who you are on the show?
It wasn't some agenda that I had coming onto the show. It's just who I am and who I've been this whole time. And, you know, it wasn't until after the fact that I realized how big of a deal it was, which excites me because I do believe it's, you know, it's 2021. Women should be comfortable talking about their sexuality. You know, I have Taylor Nolan here in Washington State, and, you know, she's a big advocate as well. And, you know, I appreciate being comfortable being able to talk about it. And hopefully that means other women will soon start to open up a little bit, because being sex positive is important, you know, in a relationship, in yourself, in your self-care, and in so many different things, especially in this pandemic. So it was never really an agenda. I just continued to be myself. But with time, you definitely see that it becomes such an important topic for women. And, you know, hopefully more people can, you know, start feeling comfortable talking about it.
An incredibly important clip here for a variety of reasons. Let's start with the opening. Rachel Lindsay claiming that Caitlin Bristow was essentially the first sex positive player that we've seen in our beloved game. Once again, Rachel reveals herself to know nothing about the history of the Bachelor franchise.
No, we know that she hasn't watched before her season. Otherwise, she would remember that in season one, we had our first sex positive player, Amanda Marsh, on Alex Michelle's season.
She won that entire season.
She talked about her sexuality the whole season. She talked about different little costumes that she would have for different role play things. They talked openly about her boob job.
She said she had a sex swing.
Oh, yeah, the sex swing.
On their fantasy suite night, they ordered something in room service called the dinner in bed or something, and it came with rubber sheets. It was like they put whipped cream on each other and, we were led to believe, had sex on rubber sheets. That's in the fucking show, season one.
Covered in ice cream, yeah.
The sex positivity thing being recent, Rachel Lindsay off the mark again. I remember she had another episode where she said she thought she invented the hoojoo. It's like, nope.
Who can
forget? Sorry about that. That was season six. That was Mary Delgado hoojooing Byron Velvick on a softball field in Florida.
I mean, this is just something that, like, I've noticed when I'm listening to other Bachelor podcasts, is there is no appreciation of the history. And they'll be like, this is the first time this has happened to River. No, it's not.
It's such a loose understanding of what this actually is. And the final clip we're going to play today from that other podcast will illuminate exactly this point. Just a gross misunderstanding of fucking everything. And to see it, though, coming from Rachel Lindsay is always a little bit of a knife in the heart. It's like, come on, Rachel Lindsay. She's so good in every other area, but she just doesn't know anything about The Bachelor.
She's got, you know, too many ventures at this point to do her own hyper binge, but we recommend it, Rach.
We have to get her in. We have to get her to hyper binge.
Yeah, that there's your show. Us forcing Rachel Lindsay to watch the history of The Bachelor. She'll be like, this is racist trash. Can I stop?
I think if Rachel Lindsay and Becca Kufrin did a hyper binge, that would be the best era of their podcast that has ever existed. They would have so much to say about it. And I don't know that we'll ever get to see a Crown do a hyper binge because, as you say, they're in quotes busy.
But this clip, it just summed up something for me. We're working on the preseason chapter of our book right now and talking about branding. And the way that Katie Thurston spells this out, saying, oh, I didn't have an agenda, this is just who I was. This is the best way to bring an agenda. You pretend you don't have an agenda. You just pretend it's your authentic self. And you just play up these aspects of yourself that are true, but you're making them TV, camera ready, ready for a national audience. I don't believe when she says that she didn't know how controversial it would be. I think Katie Thurston is a student of this game.
Well, they say multiple times in this podcast that she was the Bachelor superfan. She was the person they identified as having seen the most of the show. And she later on goes to talk about only having watched since JP and Ashley Hebert that season. So she doesn't know the whole history of it, but she knows pretty far back.
Yeah, when she said, I haven't watched since Ashley and JP, I was like, that's pretty far back for most Bachelor players are like, oh, I started at Ben Higgins or...
But I agree with you here, talking about her branding, talking about this is just some version of me. It's exactly like you said, in real life, she's not going to walk up to somebody and say, hi, nice to meet you, here's my dildo. But on TV, she is. And that does get to the core of who she is as a person, which is somebody that's very sex positive. That's an important issue for her. She talks about it in her Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. This clip was a very good one. It's near the beginning of the podcast. And I just thought that it really illustrated exactly what you're saying. Katie Thurston is a stone cold player. She knows exactly what the fuck she's doing. She has studied the game to some degree.
She has a hero player, Taylor Nolan.
Exactly. She knows what she's doing, a very high level player. And now this next clip we're about to play is an incredibly important one, because where this first clip might have illustrated something about Katie Thurston, her play style, and her understanding of the game, this next clip illustrates something very important about what it's like to wear the crown. This is something I have never heard a crown speak about, and it is something that is integral to the experience of being a lead, and it applies to being a player as well. Here's the next clip. If you want to hear the rest of this double digging deeper, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/gameofroses and you can listen to the rest of it. And there are some tasty tids in the rest of this episode. But if you join us in the bottom of the pit, it's not just this episode you're going to get access to. We have a whole bunch of podcast episodes in there. We got videos in there. We got songs in there. We got weird YouTube videos in there, like Chris Harrison's first appearance on television. And we even got some creatures in the bottom of the pit. That is correct. I drop some squirrel photos down into the bottom of the pit every once in a while. But maybe most importantly of all, in the bottom of the pit, we have a growing community of people who are obsessed with The Bachelor as a game, just as we are. And we're all in there talking pretty much always about the things that are going on in season and out of season. So, if you want to hear the rest of this episode, if you want to check out everything we got going on in the bottom of the pit, just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. We hope to see you in the depths very soon.
It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the dewy day cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the restorative night cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in 3 Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the 7-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.